So we're learning Briti Shalom on page 397. Oh, Itati, yeah, it says here like this. Allah, as he mentioned before, that someone who all the false Mashiachs and all these people who are quite big Kofrim, most of them, or all of them even, they were learner people. They knew the Torah, they knew the Shulchan Aruch, they knew a lot of stuff. And still they fell so deep. How could that be? They fell down so much. Because of what they knew, they fell down. From the Torah itself. So I'm about to ask here, how could it be that they've mistaken so much? They learned the Torah. The Torah is supposed to be against the Yetzer Hara, right? The Torah is against the Yetzer Hara. It's fighting the Yetzer Hara. How come they failed so much? And the tirutz is, as we brought before, that the Torah, it works against the Yetzer Hara when you fulfill it, not only when you learn it. And the main fulfilling of the Torah is in these two points, Tikkun HaBrit and praying on what you learned. Therefore, each one needs to understand and to decide that he wants to close to the service of Tikkun HaBrit and Tefillah. He wants to. First of all, he wants to. Also, we see in Sipurei Maasiyot, in the tales of Rabbeinu, Maaseh Baal Tefillah, I think it's the ninth one, right? Master of Prayer, the ninth one. Thirteenth? I don't remember. Anyways, in Maaseh Baal Tefillah, Rabbeinu says that there's all the cults, and the cult, the group that was right in what they chose as a purpose for life, as a goal for life, was the group that chose prayer as a goal. And they were always dealing with prayers and tshuvas and singing and praising Hashem Yisbarach. Why didn't Rabbeinu write a word about Limud Torah? He just wrote about praising and singing and talking with Hashem. What's going on there? Because the Yetzer Hara knows that if he writes... Because Rabbeinu knew what the Yetzer Hara is. He knew that if he writes to learn Torah, people will only learn Torah and not deal with Tefillah. And people can be Rishayim Gemurim, complete, all the way... wicked people, Rishayim, if they only learn Torah, they don't deal with Tefillah. They're going to get Gaiva, the blower from Gaiva, and they won't give Bechah close to Hashem. Therefore, Rabbeinu emphasized that the goal is to cleave with Hashem, and that's done mainly through praying and praising and doing tshuva, as is brought in the name of the book Yosha Divrei Emet, that's okay, as we read the other day. Shulchan Aruch Hasidi, Chassid of Shulchan Aruch. What does it say in Shulchan Aruch? Shulchan Aruch is a Seif, in Or HaChaim, Siman Tzadikim, Seif Aleph. Yishe Sha'a Achat, Kodem Sheyakum, Litpalel, Kedei Sheyichaven, Libo Lamakom. Ve'Sha'a Achat, Achar Tefillah, Shelo Tiyeh, Niret Alav, Kemasoy, Shemayar Latzet Imena. Tell the Shulchan Aruch this. A person should come an hour before davening starts, before Shmoneh Esrei, to Shul, and leave an hour after Shmoneh Esrei. Why? So he comes to prepare, and he leaves an hour after. It doesn't look like he came. It's hard for him. It's a burden for him. He wants to just throw it off and run off. Yeah, Shulchan Aruch. Where does Shulchan Aruch get it from? Gemara and Brachos, right, Yaakov? He lived this Gemara, right? He knows all the Gemaras, Yaakov. I stay learning every day. The Mishnah says that the early pious ones. They used to wait an hour before davening, an hour they used to daven, and an hour after. And the Gemara says like this. An hour before, how do they learn that from? It says, Rabbi Shlomo Levi says, it says in the Pasuk, Ashrei Yoshev Mitzvecha. Then it says Rabbi Shlomo Levi, that the prayer needs to stay also an hour after his prayer. Why? It says, Ach Tzadiki Yod Yishmechu Yeshev Yishov Mitzvanecha, and it says the Pasuk, that the righteous people, the straight people, they just stay. They stay in front of you.
It's in the house.
That's a house?
They
say, oh, your house. How's the prayer? Love and prayer. Actually, you say, they say,
in your house.
No, not your house. They say, oh, your house.
Not my house.
There's another Gemara says that Shulchan Aruch brings down that the pious people also, they used to do itbodedut. It's Shulchan Aruch. Mitbodedim, do itbodedut, umechavnim bitfilatam, and they used to have such kavana until they did not feel the body during the prayer. They had no sense, they were out of the body. Until they used to get to such a level, it was very close to prophecy. Unbelievable. The question is, as far as we know, Shulchan Aruch is not a book of, it's not a Hasidic book. It's teaching you now kind of Kabbalistic things. It's a book who teaches you how to wash your hands in the morning, how to go to the bathroom, how to wear your clothing, how to keep Shabbos. Not a Hasidic book. So why is he bringing all kinds of Hasidic stories over here? What are you going to do with us? Rather, it's obvious that the Shulchan Aruch paskin, that we all have to strive to reach that level. That, fine, I can't stay an hour after davening, but I have to strive that I will want to stay in the davening longer, that I will want to be in davening more. Or the five ones used to 9 hours a day spend in prayer. Each prayer, an hour before, the hour of the prayer, an hour after, an hour before, an hour. What's with the Torah? What's going to be the learning? He says, don't worry. When someone does like that, he'll have parnasa v'shefa. If he's able to do such a thing, his Torah, even if he learns a little bit of Torah, he'll grow so much. Yeah. He'll have so much depth in his, like Avaush brings all kinds of stuff from his Yidbodidus. If I learn the whole Torah, I won't get it out of it. But from his Yidbodidus, he can reach a lot of high things. So, that will be a pretty shalom for the day.